Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, today we're going to talk about another one of our preferred, famous, fantastical topics, and that is the topic of change.
And this is a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, I always say that, right? Yeah. I'm so glad we're talking about it. Yeah.
You know what? I was so happy when I read this article. You say this.
Do I?
Yeah, you do. It's okay, though, because I know that you're happy.
I won't do it anymore.
You said that before, too. but it's okay, because this article comes from Psych Central, which is a great resource if you're ever looking for any information about psychological topics or anything like that. And it's written by Darius...
I don't know.
And I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name. As bad as I am with pronouncing names and cities and stuff, I'm not going to try.
I'm not even going to attempt it. And I also don't know whether it looks a little bit Greek or some, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. So it's, I don't want to mispronounce it. So out of respect for him, his first name is Darius, right? Macedonian, maybe. I don't know. So rather than attempt, we'll just leave it. Okay.
See, I was going to say, like, West Virginian, but you're saying Macedonian. I don't know where that last name comes from.
Right. It looks Greek. It's Greek to me.
It's Greek to me.
So, no, but anyway, we don't want to mispronounce it so badly. So, first name is Darius. And what I particularly like about this article is, again, it takes us to a place that I had never thought about before, but as soon as I saw it, I said, of course. You know, it was one of those aha moments where I said, oh, of course. I never even thought of it in those terms.
Right. And he writes a blog for Psych Central called Psychology of Self, but the title of this blog post is One Overlooked Reason Why Change is So Hard. And what he talks about here is, as you said, sort of a slightly different perspective that makes sense.
Right.
And maybe it will be a good approach or good thing for someone to consider if they're having some struggles dealing with change or, you know, making some change. Maybe this is something to consider as a root cause.
Right. And you and I have had many podcasts about change, changing behavior and changing routines. It was Brian Keane from Ireland who talked about the change that he made.
Right.
And he would go home each night and eat M&M's, I think, or Hershey's, or I think it was M&M's, but he would go home and watch TV and eat M&M's. And it would give him a little serotonin, so he'd recover from the workday. And he knew that that wasn't good for his health.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to start going to the gym. So he packed, and he explained what he did to make a change in his life. And it was to pack his gym bag, put it inside the door, so when he walked in, he saw the gym bag, picked it up, went to the gym.
Right.
And so it was his daily workout that gave him the same serotonin boost. Most people don't have that kind of determination or motivation or whatever it takes to do that. And we have talked on our program many times about how difficult change is and and you need to get to that point where it becomes motivating, but you need to get started.
Right.
And I had never thought about it as he discusses in this article.
Right. And the root of it, or the bottom line of what he talks about, is fear, worry.
Well,
the concern about, you know, what you're giving up when you're changing.
That's right. And because he talks about, he identifies it early on. He said it's about loss. He said there are many things that get in the way of change. One of the things that we don't think about is loss. And I thought, what does he mean by that? What he means by that is, if you're going to make a change, you're going to give something else up.
Right.
Okay. And I thought, whoa, yeah, he's right.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to start working out, we always think, okay, what do I need to do to work out? I never think about it in terms of what are you going to give up.
Right.
For us, it's coming here early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Until I was able to accept that loss, of not coming here 2 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
I could not get, there wasn't enough motivation to go to the gym because I wasn't willing to give up my time here in the morning.
Right.
It's so simple.
Yeah.
And yet.
Well, and you know, and people say it outright, but again, didn't really make that connection because they'll say, you can talk to them and you can make those connections like, okay, so clearly there's issues with your diet. Okay, you're eating way too much sugar. You're drinking, you know, consuming way too much, too many dairy products and everything. So we need to cut back. I can't give up milk.
I mean, think about
it. Okay, so you know that it's making you unhealthy. You know that it's making you sick.
Right.
But you can't because the loss of that thing that gives them some satisfaction.
It's not that you're not motivated to do it.
Right.
I have no doubt that people are motivated to change. But we're not willing to give up what it takes.
Right.
I want to lose 20 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, but I'm not motivated enough to do it. What you're really saying is, I don't want
to give up.
To give up what I have to give up. I don't want to give up that evening meal. I don't want to give up the buffet, the Chinese buffet once a week.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you're losing that keeps you from changing.
Right.
And he talks about, let's talk about that, not talk about, he says you're sufficiently motivated to change. You're not sufficiently motivated to give up what you have to give up.
Which is why I really like, as you were mentioning earlier, Brian Keene's approach and the idea of replacing. And we've talked about it before.
That's right.
And if we stick with diet. Okay, so if you really enjoy candy and sweets and things like that, you don't want to give up those sweets and that kind of stuff.
That's
so you replace it with something else that's sweet but also healthy, like fruit, whole fruit and things like that. And so you have to make those kinds of changes. But yeah, it's really difficult for some people to make those kinds of sacrifices.
Mm-hmm.
And what I think is fascinating are the other people. The people that are perfectly willing to give up things with no issue. And I wonder often what makes them so different. You know, we know someone that that if you said, well, you know, if you eat spinach, that's going to increase, you know, this or that in your system, so you need to stop eating spinach. No matter how much she loves spinach, she'd drop it just like that. No problem. And those people who can do that are fascinating to me because they have there's no hesitation. Change is so easy for them; they can just give up things
just
like that with no problem. So there are people like that. They're relatively few, but you know, of course, we work most likely with the people who have more difficulty making those sacrifices and changes. But there are people on the other end of the spectrum that are fascinating.
My father was able to do that.
Yeah.
He would smoke all year long, and then he'd quit during Lent, which is 40 days. And he would just stop for 40 days. I mean, I could never do that. When I was I used to, full disclosure, I used to smoke one time. And I marveled at his ability just to stop for 40 days.
In the 20s, though, everybody smoked, right? So, I was looking for that opportunity. So, but you're right. The ability to just kind of drop it and say, and I think some people can do it with some things, but can't do it with other things. Like, there are times when there are things that you can give up and have no problem with it. Like, some of the changes I made, I was able to give up gluten, no problem. Just dropped it, left it, I'm done.
Right.
But there's some other things that I have more difficulty dropping.
Okay, so let's talk about a low-carb diet.
Yeah.
Okay. There are people who would like to burn ketones, and so they want to go on a low-carbohydrate diet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that they don't want to burn it's not the ketones.
Mm-hmm.
It's I have to give up bread. I have to give up real pasta because gluten-free pasta should not be called pasta because it's not like anything. It's like almond milk. That's not milk. It's juice.
So, but gluten-free pasta isn't juice.
It's not pasta either. I was talking to a woman.
If you go without pasta long enough,
I was talking.
It does taste like pasta.
I was talking to a woman the other day who tried gluten-free pasta, and she had me in stitches because she was saying, at first I thought it had gone bad. And she said, but does pasta go bad? No. There are pasta in the pyramids, you know. But it doesn't go bad. You know? Mm-hmm. But she said, something's wrong with this pasta. And then she read the box, and she was looking for the expiration date, and she found gluten-free on the box. And she thought it was spoiled.
Look.
So it's not... It's... I don't... It's the fear of losing something that you really like.
Right.
For some people, it's bread. For some people, it's pasta.
Yeah.
And they just... They can't give up what they have to give up to accomplish.
Right.
What they clearly see is a positive goal.
Right.
That's not the issue. They don't... When people smoke cigarettes, when you talk to somebody who has smoked cigarettes, invariably they will tell you the same thing. I couldn't imagine having a cup of coffee without a cigarette. I couldn't imagine having a drink without a cigarette.
Right.
They didn't want to give that up.
Right.
It wasn't, they realized they needed to quit. It was what they had to give up that was hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you're having a tough time making some changes that you want to make in your life, but you're having a difficult time, maybe it is important to just kind of step back and look at whether and decide whether the problem is that you're just hesitant in giving up what you would have to give up.
Yeah.
And address it from that perspective.
Exactly.
First.
You know, maybe you don't have to give up what you think you have. It's like in my case with working out 3 or 4 hours a week, maybe there's a time in my week when I'm willing to sacrifice, I'm willing to give that up,
right?
And then it makes the decision easier. So think about when you're looking at change, think about what you're giving up, and maybe you don't have to give that up. Maybe there's something else you can give up, whether it's time or money or whatever. When you make a change, you're always going to be giving something up,
right?
You know, it's either money,
time,
some people, you know, time with people, time doing
chocolate
other things. Chocolate cake, real pasta, bread. You don't eat bread anymore, do you?
Not
real bread.
Not real bread. I drink juice bread. So
juice bread?
I don't know.
Anyway, think about loss. I was talking to a patient recently, and he wants to make some changes, but he doesn't want to quit his job.
Yeah.
And he's in a very healthy relationship, and he doesn't want to give that up. And we were looking at his week, and I said, well, you know, you have 70 hours here to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about it, it's 168 hours in a week, and if you start subtracting, we wrote it down on a piece of paper, and I said, you have 70 hours to invest in whatever you want to invest.
Xbox.
And neither of us had ever thought about it that way.
Yeah.
But that's another, you know, he could get another job with 70 hours a week.
Yeah.
So think about change in terms of loss, and see if you can adjust things.
And that may help you make those changes you're wanting to make.
It did for me, but it made a huge difference when I started thinking about, okay, I'm willing to give these three things up in order to go work out.
Yeah.
It became easy then.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, until next time, stay happy. Stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.